Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the regional pricing director in the area. Am I speaking with Timothy?
Hey, John. Yep.
Hey, pleasure to meet you, sir.
You as well.
Yeah, thank you. So, Timothy, I see that you had an old account with us previously, and if I'm reading the notes correct here, you're looking to restart that account, correct?
Yeah, so I just kind of went through some changes. So I used to have a business partner.
Okay.
And we kind of, he moved away, actually.
Oh, okay.
So he used to do like a portion of the business. So it's Fireside Gas and Chimney. And I kind of do all the gas stuff, and he did like all like the wood stuff. So like I don't do any of that portion anymore. So in between of like I had to redo my website and do. So basically, what I did was I just was like, you know what? Until because I was getting a bunch of calls for like sweeping chimneys and shit. I'm like, I don't do that. So I just stopped with all that. Got all my ducks in a row. And now, like, I'm like, okay, now that my website's done, like, now I want to get this started back up, but I want to fix the AdWords for it and, you know, like, make it more like this is what I do, you know? So.
Sure. All right. Well, you know, I'm sorry for the whole changes, but hey, everything happens for a reason, I guess, too. You know what I mean?
No, this is all good. But, like, it's all good, and it really doesn't change my life at all. So,
awesome. That's good to hear.
Good.
Yeah. All right, beautiful. Well, let's make sure that that website that you have built, too, is being showcased so customers can find it, right, and ultimately get you some more business. Now, let's start with this. Did you change the business name? Because I see it as Fireside Gas and Chimney Service.
Yep, no, nothing's changing there.
Okay, perfect. Yep. Now, before we get started on anything, I know it's an older account, but I like to keep to it as this here. As far as the security question, it shows as the city you were born in. Do you remember the answer to that?
Burlington.
Oh, beautiful.
Burlington, Vermont. Yep.
Easy peasy. All right. Thank you, sir. Just want to make sure I'm talking to the right person as well. You know what I mean?
You never know these things.
Yeah. All right. So I see on the package that you had before previously was, I'll make sure to keep to this pricing here as well, too. So, you know, we like to keep to our promises. Was that $299 month to month? Everything is included in this package, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, all right, Google Listing. Is there any modifications that I can make, though? Because I know starting up fresh and stuff, we could probably utilize another call with our technician team to go over how you want, you know, what areas specifically you want to hit, for example, or some services that you always want to be found for, just in case to recap on that. Yeah,
so there. Let me go over this with you real quick. There was something odd that happened right before, like, I had stopped my service. I, one day, all of a sudden, I'm working, okay, and then I started getting these calls, and it said, like, a local splash, and all of a sudden, this number popped up in the listing. It was, like, this a weird phone number, and it was through you guys where it was like a local splash thing, like generalized number, and people would call that and then it would get transferred over to me, like through this little delay.
Okay.
It just started happening. Like I never asked for that or, you know, like and when I called the lady I talked to was like, oh yeah, we gave that to you as like a free thing to try. Well, this is the thing, like, it totally confused people. Like, I've been getting a bunch of calls saying, oh, well, the number that's out there for you now is saying it's not in service. And I'm like, damn it, I never asked for that.
Man.
So, like, people were, like, thinking, like, my number's not in service.
Oh, jeez, that's rough. Okay, all right. Yeah, we're not going to do any of that stuff.
And it's still out there right now. Like, if you look, that number's still there, like, and it says that this number is no longer in service. Like, I need that to go away.
Oh, I see it.
You know?
Yeah, it's a 449, ending with a 4499. Is that it?
Yeah, that needs to go away.
Okay, let me put that in notes. If you don't mind, I know you probably went through this. I move quick. I've been here for quite some time. I'll be able to take care of you, Timothy. All right.
I never asked for that. And then all of a sudden it appeared, and then all of a sudden it's like, no, this number is no longer. Like, I've had numerous customers go, Tim, just to let you know, there's this number out there for you. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Yeah. So I went and looked, and I'm like, what the hell is this? And that's where it linked back to that local Flash thing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. All right. Well, mm-hmm. Hey, I'm glad you're talking to the right person here, man. I even already wrote notes on this already to make that adjustment.
Yeah.
The phone number you want your customers to reach out to, is this the number 802-338-5908?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it, my man. Yep. That's the same one on my website. Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. And then I have your email. Is it still the same too? tdavis@firesidegasandchimneys.com.
It's a long one. That's me.
Believe me, that's not long at all. Trust me on that one.
I've had people be like, damn. And I'm like, I know. Try writing it out. It's a risk.
No. Yeah. Let me ask this. On the website that I'm showing here, I mean, did you develop that yourself? Did you pay somebody to do this?
My wife made it.
Oh, your wife made it?
Yeah, my wife made it.
Oh, beautiful, man.
Yeah.
Well, the reason I ask, I mean, if you want us to, I mean, as of right now, all is in, right? Like, we're helping you get that mm-hmm. website being found. If she knows what she's doing, mm-hmm. great. If not, we do have a service mm-hmm. to help with websites and develop new ones, things like that as well, too. If you, obviously, you own that domain name, we don't want to confuse your customers. We will make sure that it's revamped and using the same domain name. Just want to throw that out there for you. That's not a mandatory thing, man. But, yeah, I just want to make sure that's there for you.
Yep.
Thanks, now,
man.
I'll
keep that in mind, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yep. Now, here's the next part. I want to make sure we set up a time and day for our technician team to go over further details of everything, too. I already put the notes once again for the change of the phone number. I've been highlighted big time there for you.
Thanks, man.
I would like, if you don't mind, if you have an hour window to speak with them tomorrow, I think the sooner the better, so that way you're not missing out on opportunities, especially if they're having a wrong phone number there. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. We'll absolutely get that done. Yeah.
Yes, sir. What time works best for you tomorrow, morning or evening?
So, evening.
Evening works better? Okay.
I'm going to put you on speaker here, my calendar.
Yeah, sure. You're good, you're good. Yeah. I'll even send you an email, too, but as a Google invite here. But, I mean, I could do it later in the day, like 4 o'clock, 4 to 5, if you'd like, 1 to 2. What
do you think? Let's do the 4. Yeah, 4 o'clock works great.
Really? Okay, perfect. Yep. Let's go ahead. I was just throwing numbers out there.
Is that not good for you guys, though? Is that like a pain?
No, not at all. I was just surprised because
I could do it earlier, I guess, too, you know?
No, you're fine.
I think maybe you were the one that helped set me up like 3 years ago. You've been there for a while, haven't you?
I've been here for a little bit. There is another John, I believe that you spoke to. I like to, even though I'm speaking with you, I like to read up an account, make sure it could really help you out, man, you know, and give you the best service possible. So it's very important.
Yep.
Customer service is everything too, right? So, all right.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Sir, I'm going to send you an email right now from Google Invite. That way you have my email as well as a secondary form of contact. Sending it from jseo@localsplash.com. Let me know once you got that.
Okay, let me get right in the email. Okay. I just heard it come through on my phone.
That was quick.
Got it.
Beautiful. Okay, again,
I'm
all you need to do is hit yes.
Yes.
Yep, you got it.
Done.
All right. Nice and easy. Now, I'm going to put a reminder for them as well. So give me a second here. And I'm going to kind of scrimp through the notes you had previously before and just kind of modify it, I guess. That would probably be the best, I would say.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Everything worked great before. And I was, like, very happy with everything. You know?
Oh, beautiful.
I started it up, like, right when I started the company in 2020. And like I said, I just, you know, I looked at my wife and I was like, all right, I gotta hit the reset button real quick. And I'm just gonna, I literally just dumped everybody. You know, I was like, anything I paid for, I just got rid of it real quick. And then I was like, I'm gonna hit the reset button. And once I get everything back to, you know, where it is, this is all, and this is the only thing I use for my advertising is the Google.
Okay, out of here.
So, you guys have been great.
I'm glad.
You know?
Hey, I'm glad. And here's the better part, too. You're still listed there. It's not like we take that down. You know what I mean? So with this, it's going to be even smoother on the second round, too, for you. So just give
that's what I figured.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good. Now, I'm just kind of filling things in nice and easy for you. As far as the services, I have, well, we've got fireplaces and stuff, so gas fireplaces, wood fireplaces. Are we still keeping these?
I don't do any wood. Yep.
Okay. Okay.
What's that?
I just want to make sure so I can take these off instead here.
Yep.
Wood stove repair?
Nope.
Okay. Boom, 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 boom. So no more chimney stuff. Bada bing, bada boom. I'm kind of going way back here.
No, you're good. You're good. I'm all like gas, fireplace, service, repair, inspection, clean.
How about this? Let's get some, because they're going to go over this with you again tomorrow.
Just make sure you're on point. Absolutely.
What's the main services I could put in here that make sure that they still know what we're talking about here and get you up and running?
So gas, fireplace, services.
Right. Okay. All right. Cool.
Yep. Any and all, like, gas fireplace services, absolutely. That covers everything right there.
I'm going to put in parentheses, we'll need to add more for sure. So,
I'll give you some AdWords and stuff. And
They'll put in the algorithms for you and work with you. Communication's everything, as you know. So we'll make sure to do that. And then also, the business is still licensed or insured, is that right?
Oh yeah. Yep. Nothing has changed. I just
everything's good.
I'm just one less guy.
It's all right, man. Hey, start even stronger, you know? Now my question for you on this one, Timothy, is far as Facebook ads, that part I don't see. Were you utilizing that in the
Facebook.
Past?
I don't do Facebook.
Okay.
I don't. I'm an old fart. You know,
okay.
I don't know. I just don't do. I went on Facebook for a little while, and I was like, "Fuck this! I'm out of here." It just wasn't my bag. I do Instagram, but I can't even keep up with that, dude. You know, I'm a one man show.
Me either.
So once it gets really busy, like I'm doing the work and I'm billing people out and I'm doing my, you know, my computer work, and outside of that, I don't have time for it. You know.
How about this? At least hear me out on this one, because it really does very well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it makes a huge difference. Mm-hmm. You don't have to necessarily keep up with it. You just have to make sure you're taking the calls and if they reach out to you. Because, as you know, the number one thing we don't do is talk to your customers. We do is use target marketing ads through this. So if you don't have a Facebook page, first off, we build one for you. It's included. Okay. The second thing is, what happens is if a customer goes on Google and they research some of the keywords and they don't call you, if they go on their Facebook after that, that's when your ad will pop up on their screen with the reminder to click to call you directly. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
we
like
might
an
have to talk about that once we get some stuff set up here and all that. I'm probably going to end up calling you back here, and we can. I'm making some little notes here, so we'll. That sounds good, dude. You know, it's kinda,
okay.
I mean, I can't be all old schooly, right? So.
Yeah. Well, hey, we're always adapting. You know, it's all good. But yeah, our team will go over that with you. We got you, partner.
Okay. Good.
I think we're all set here. Oh, let me make sure I put this reminder again here, just to make sure that phone number is changed.
Yeah, that's the big one.
Yep.
That's big. You know, and whatever you guys did, like, I'm not gonna lie, it definitely my phone was off the hook. You know, I mean, my phone was off the damn hook. It was definitely pushing work my way. You know, there was a lot of wood fireplace work, you know. I was getting gas work out of it, too. You know, don't get me wrong, that was totally cool. But just that end result, I was just like, oh, shit, you know.
We got you, partner. We'll make sure you do the same thing better, you know.
Yeah, and I think there was an ad out there before that I don't need, or if I do the ad, because I think she was saying it was like $199, but then there was an ad out there that was making it $299, and I think it's because my business partner had taken an ad out for the wood stuff.
Hmm.
So, like, we can go through all that, right, tomorrow?
Our team will go over those specific ads or specific keywords, areas, things like that. I mean, I have pretty much the gist of everything here, but they will review that again. That's why I don't want to eat up your time with that.
Awesome.
Now, do you want to keep on Google? I just want to double check on this part. As far as your hours of operations, I see 24 hours. Do you want to keep it that way?
I'm 8 to 5, I do 8 to 6.
Okay. Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday. Yep.
Okay. Gotcha, partner. I'm glad I asked. Okay. Yep. And then, far as distance, this package goes 50-mile radius every direction. You can always narrow things down to specifics. How far do you usually travel for the work, though? Or would you want to travel?
God. 50 miles is about right, you know? I mean, that puts me about Barrie.
Yeah,
and then
it goes pretty far.
And then that puts me past in Albany. Yeah, that's a good area, bro.
All right. I'll put it out there for you, okay?
Sure.
And then also, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do cash only, check, Zelle, Venmo, or anything like that?
I do check, cash, or card.
Perfect. Okay, I think that's all I really needed to know here. And again, I'm just kind of filling in the blanks on my own here.
Yeah.
And then the card that you'll be using today, is it the same card? I don't see the whole thing. I just see, like, the ending of it.
I can give you one. I can give you a card. I can give you a – let me just see. Because that was part, I think, of what happened, too, before. Like, she had called. I forgot because I was telling you that, my business partner and I split up there.
Yeah.
They were trying to bill me for that last bill, and she called me, and she was like, yeah, it won't go through, and it's because I had to change my bank account.
Gotcha.
Yeah, change your bank. You don't want him having that info. So if it ends in 8789, we're good to go.
It does.
That's the card.
8789. Yes, sir. Okay.
Yep.
Perfect.
So that's card. She kept the one on file from my last payment. Good.
Okay. Perfect. And I'm going to go ahead and send this to these guys right now. That looks all good. All right. So I'm going to go ahead. And before I even process this, I like to refresh it like 3 times. I'm sorry. I like to be careful with that, you know?
Yeah, sure. Your thing, bro.
Yep. Okay, cool. We're looking good. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $2.99. Stay on the phone with me, please, okay? I like to make sure. I know I wasn't previously the guy that you spoke to before, but I'm sure they always like to give you the best customer service, making sure you see your invoice and everything here. So I just had that processed. Let me know if you get like an email or text message. Just want to make sure you see everything here. Oh, Tim, you're pretty silent. I just want to make sure you're still there with me. I didn't want to process them.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I was looking at my email, seeing if something popped up.
Oh, I lost my
head. Everything's all quiet over here.
This poor guy. I just processed the payment. I left him.
No. Everything's all good here.
Okay.
I don't see anything coming through, but.
Okay. All right. Right there. I like to just stay on the phone, make sure.
There it is, right there. Got it.
Got it. Okay.
Invoice. Yep.
Is it the email or the text?
I got both.
Oh, yeah, both. Okay. The easier one to
email,
look at
and then the
here.
Text just came through.
Beautiful. Yep. Okay. So even with the text and the email, it goes the same way. Go to the text and open up where it says, there's like a link that says, click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see something like that?
Access to your dashboard. Let me look on my text. Please click here.
Yep.
It's in my text.
Yeah.
All right.
That one.
We're good.
All right.
It says the link you're trying to access is expired.
It's expired, right? Okay, yes. That's why I wanted to make sure. Let me work in the back end here. Give me a moment. Just want to make sure there's no hiccups for you. You get everything all set.
Yeah, no problem.
You know the spiel, right? So once that goes through, you'll have that login password. That way you can keep track of all your analytics, keep track of the keywords as well. You can make modifications to it if you wanted to. But our team will be available for you Monday through Friday. Just to go ahead and do that for you. As you know, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave it up to you guys. You're the professional.
Okay.
When it comes to that. Right.
Yeah, I hear you.
Did a fine job before, so I just was like, you know what? my stuff's in their hands, and you did great. So,
all right, beautiful, man. Appreciate that. We always want to make sure, even though we worked well in the past, we still want to do exceeding in the future as well, too. So,
yep.
Want to make sure.
Just one thing, too. I noticed on the invoice, fireside is one word.
Oh, good catch.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That's real good.
The lowercase s. Yep. So, fireside, all one word. Yep.
Fireside, all one word. Gotcha. Go ahead and do me a favor. Yep. As I'm doing that part here. Oh, actually, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
On my side, it's saying as one. That's weird how it doesn't do it that way.
Yeah, it's split. It's split. It says fireside. Yep.
Interesting. Okay, let me make sure.
Yeah.
This one's good. That's good. Good catch. I mean, on my end over here, it's looking good. Do me a favor. Refresh it, and it should be able to log in now.
Let me see. Refreshing.
Okay.
Yep, I'm in. Here we go.
All right. Cool.
Mobile
Thank
phone.
You.
I agree. Thank you for choosing Flash. I certify that I'm the holder of the credit card.
You got it.
Click here. Type my name.
Just as shown as
Today's
on the card there. Yep.
Who is it? Timothy Davis. Yeah.
Yep, you got it. Yes, sir.
Timothy.
And before I let you go here, I want to make sure
I put it in.
Is it all done? Okay, great. Well, welcome back to the family. Yes, sir.
There we go. We're in now, I think.
All right, beautiful. I always like to say it's welcome to the family, you know, or welcome back to the family.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you. And so do I have to do a new username and new password?
Actually, tomorrow our team will go ahead and give that to you. I'm not sure if it was the same one as previously. Let's see here. Let me look at it right now.
I can wait and get it from them. That's totally fine. I don't even know what my old one was though.
Okay. Yeah. And it's because they're going to revamp that again. So even if you look at it right now, it'll be nothing in there. Yeah.
Okay.
So tomorrow they'll go over that. Now, I do want to make sure, if you don't mind, I know it's an optional thing, but I like to say I don't want to take a no for an answer. I like to make sure you're always protected from the future as well, too. If you don't mind, can we do a voice verification where it's all recorded? I put the pricing in there. And obviously, you have our direct number and everything, but I just want to make sure you're protected on your pricing. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, perfect. All right, cool. So I'm going to hit the record, and then there's going to be a few questions in the beginning. I'm sure you went through this before previously. To answer as clearly as possible, if you have questions, just let me know. All right? All right, here we go.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks,
welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Fireside Gas and Chimney.
Awesome. And please state your name and title within the business.
Timothy Davis, and I'm the owner.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup is already charged for today on March 25th and a non-refundable amount of only $299. This will be recurring payment.
Yep.
When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 25th of each month in the same amount of $299. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
All right, beautiful. All right, we're getting married over here, you know? Just kidding.
Yeah, you're great. You guys are, like I said, you guys are great. You're a great company. You did.
Thank you, sir.
You did really good for me before, so that's why I needed to just quickly get my business shit together, and then I was, you know, planning on making this call, so we're good, man.
Hey, well, I'm happy to, you know, be the one to give the opportunity to help your business grow again, and let's rock and roll, all right? We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
If it takes too long or anything like that, let us know. They're happy to accommodate and reschedule if you need to, okay?
No, you guys are good, man. Thanks, John. I appreciate you, dude.
Most welcome, Tim. You take care.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.